Hare Krishna. Krishna is not a jealous god, he is a zealous god. Many of the Western monotheistic traditions depict God as a jealous god. That means the god that God is in the those traditions says, thou shalt not worship any other gods except me. Again, this god condemns the worship of any other gods, and not only condemns their worship, it also approves this god, as is depicted in the scripture, also approves the destruction of the places of worship of such gods. In fact, in the scriptures of these traditions, often the destruction of the places of worship of such gods is considered a sign of the success and the triumph of the true god, because now the false gods have been destroyed. So now the Bhagavad Gita reveals God to be Krishna, but then Krishna is far from the jealous god that is depicted in the Western traditions. Krishna is not a jealous god, he is a zealous god. Zealous means he has a zeal, he has a passion, he has a driving desire to do what? To elevate the living beings. And for the sake of elevating the living beings, he is ready to do whatever it takes. So Krishna doesn't condemn the worship of other gods, who are called demigods, Devaha, but he actually facilitates their worship. Why? Because Krishna's concern is not to maintain his position as the exclusive object of worship. Krishna's concern is the elevation of all living beings. And he knows, because of different living beings being of different mentalities, because of different living beings being at different levels of their spiritual evolution, not everyone will be ready to worship him and surrender to him. So therefore, for those who are not yet ready to surrender to him, Krishna offers them intermediate objects of worship. And these are the gods. So, worship of the gods constitutes the beginning of the spiritual journey for most souls who are still in their spiritual kindergarten. How is that? Because even when somebody worships, when a person worships some god, essentially what are they doing? They are accepting that there is some being higher than me, and it is that being that I need to worship. So, to get whatever I want. So, the principle of devotion to a supreme being is latently and nascently present in the worship of the demigods. So, Krishna not only allows the worship of the demigods, but Krishna also facilitates it. He facilitates it in two ways. First, when a particular person wants to worship a particular demigod, Krishna makes the faith in the heart of that person strong. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shraddhayarchitum icchati tasya tasya chalam shraddham tameva vidadhamyaham. So, whenever somebody wants to worship a particular yam yam tanum bhakta shraddhayarchitum icchati shraddhayarchitum, which shraddha somebody wants to worship, tasya tasya achalam shraddham, I make that shraddha achala. Tam eva vidadhamyaham vidadhami. I give that faith. So now in the system of demigod worship, Krishna gives faith to the worshipper. And then Krishna also gives potency to the worshipped. He gives the gods the powers to fulfill the desires of their worshippers. Sataya shraddhaya yuktas dasya radhanamihate labhate chitatah kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan. So in 7.22 he says that with this faith which I give to them, how does Krishna give the faith? He is present as the super soul in the heart. The super soul, he gives the faith. Sataya shraddhaya yuktas, with that faith, tasya aradhanamihate tasya aradhana, they worship him. labhate chitatah kaman. They get their desires, kama, and that which they have, the desires they have, because of it they started worshipping the gods. They get those desires. Mayaiva vihitan hitan. It is I who am fulfilling their desires. Krishna gives the power to the demigods to fulfill their desires. So in this way, Krishna facilitates the system of demigod worship. Nowhere in the Bhagavad Gita does Krishna come anywhere close to condemning demigod worship, especially in the form of violent intolerance towards demigod worship and destruction of the places of worship of the demigod. There is nothing like that. Now, of course, Krishna does in the Bhagavad Gita talk about his supreme position, and he also, he says, for example, Ahamadirhi Devanam Maharshinam Cha Sarvashaha. In 10.2, he says that I am the source of all the devatas and even the sages and the source of everyone, in fact. And then he also says towards the end of the Gita in 18.66 that everybody should worship him. Give up all varieties of religion. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. Give up all varieties of religions, just surrender to me, Krishna says. So when he says this, what does it mean? It simply means that he is actually recommending the surrender to, he is actually telling the truth about his position. And is this a sign of his jealousness? Oh, don't worship the gods, worship me. No. Actually, this is another expression of the same zealousness which arranged for demigod worship. The demigod worship is for gradual baby step evolution of the soul. But here, for those who are ready to be quickly elevated, Krishna offers a rapid method which involves quantum leaps of spiritual advancement. And so he offers the endorses the path of directly worshipping him, because that will lead to quick spiritual advancement. So both Krishna's arranging for demigod worship and Krishna's endorsing pure devotional service to him alone, both are manifestations of that same zealousness of Krishna, the same selfless desire for the elevation of all living beings. Such is Krishna as the wonderful God. Not a jealous God, but a zealous God. Thank you. Hare Krishna.